Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Can you feel the presence of God in here? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and just get into his peace. Let's see if we can't get the throne room anointing in here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for taking all my sins, sickness and disease, disarming every principality and power, including Satan. I am blessed with your peace. I am blessed in the resurrection power. I am blessed with the Holy Spirit. I am blessed with the throne room anointing. Your Shekinah glory is in this place, is upon me, flowing out of me, a fresh anointing to follow Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for your compassion. And tonight, we release our faith and call forth that throne room anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit that brings glory and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We all know we're called to follow Jesus, amen? Amen? Whoa. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to stand here for a moment, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I receive the illuminating ministry of the Holy Spirit. Tonight. Right now. I'm setting in his presence. Hallelujah. We're going to experience the throne room anointing. Amen? Sometimes we accept less, but God says, cry out for all of it. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the name of the message, called to follow Jesus. To find out your anointing and your calling. I got this revelation. I'll pass it much on as I have, and you can do with what you want with it. But sometimes when I'm in the prayer line, and the Spirit of God comes on a person, and the person has a testimony, gets healed, I got to be careful that I don't lose and forget it was the Spirit that done that. When I go to the next person, my flesh tries to kick in and tries to do what supposedly I did over here, but I didn't do it over there. You know, Brandon had a problem with that. How many know who Brandon is? You know, he had this thing that came in his hand, and every time it did, people got healed. And one night he was standing in the service, and there was about 5,000 people there, and he claimed the Spirit wasn't moving fast enough, so he just went and prayed for 5,000 people, like to kill him. He didn't wait on the Spirit. Learning to flow in the anointing in the Holy Spirit is very, very important. Do you know you can go from anointing to the flesh very quickly? In a prayer line? Because sometimes we're not patient. We're not waiting on the Holy Spirit. Let him do the work. Amen? So we want to learn tonight how to be called to follow Jesus, and he's our example. We're not called to follow Elijah, although you can preach about Elijah and Elijah and Jeremiah and Moses and all that, and that's all the power of God, but you're called to follow Jesus. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit is not going to take you any other direction except to follow Jesus. Jesus filled everything. He didn't speak in tongues, but he filled everything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And he did many things that the books could even hold if he put everything down there. Amen? And so we're called to follow Jesus, to carry on his ministry, to do the things he did. See, some people are called in the fivefold. Some people are called to function in the body of Christ like this here, him being the head. But that's all taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Anything I'm going to learn is going to be taught to me by the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit. Open our Bibles, if we would, please, in 1 John 2:20. Say, call to follow Jesus. So that kind of narrows down. A lot of people do a lot of battling and trying to find out about certain things. And by the way, last night, almost half of the day yesterday, I battled the spirits of witchcraft and all kinds of different things, all kinds of thoughts in the mind, and so on and so forth. See, I don't like that, but I kind of welcome it because I know I'm being promoted. I know there's a fresh anointing coming, and I know that's all part of taking up your cross and follow me. That's all part of the testings and trials that we go through. So we got to learn not to complain about it. So I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, went to bed that way, got up at 3 o'clock, woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and really taking authority over thoughts. And I know I was battling against maybe some things that you were battling. But I do know that when I woke up, I went back to sleep eventually, and I woke up, there was a fresh air and a fresh presence of God in the bedroom that touched me, and I felt good. But I was willing to stay in there because I've learned, been taught by the Holy Spirit, by the anointing, how to battle things, not to give in to things. Amen? So we're going to look at a call to follow Jesus, and that's what the anointing is going to teach you. Everybody in here should be able to be taught by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to find out what you're supposed to be doing here on earth. Whether it's in the body, whether it's praise team, whether it's the fivefold, Jesus fulfilled it all. Amen? So he's already made a way for us. And so whether it's the healing ministry, whether it's miracles, I was telling Jeff tonight and someone else, I think Chris was in my office, that I have not read about anybody that was in the healing ministry that didn't have physical problems. Now, I'm not preaching sickness and disease, but that's a reality of things. Old Roberts had an eye problem. He lost his sons and daughters in plane crashes, and he lost his wife. She fell and hit her head. There just seems to be, Daniel was sick for days because he was in the throne room presence of God. And you can study Brannon. You can study Chambok. He had bypass surgery. And you can go on and on and on and on. All the generals that you look at them. And so we're not preaching sickness, but there's a price to pay to follow Jesus. Even Paul had problems, physical problems. So you go through it all, and you can't let that take you away from what he done at the cross. He does heal. There is healing. But if you're called to walk in an area that seems to be tremendous battles in the mind, in the emotions, and sometimes in the physical body. Now, we're either going to get all the way into the throne room anointing, or we're going to hang around outside because we don't want no more. So God wants you to understand in 1 John 2 here, 2:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Isn't that powerful? And you know all things. Well, where is it? It's in the Spirit of God within you. You should eventually be taught in 27, go up to 27 now, but the anointing which you have received from him
abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. And he's not coming against the teaching ministry now. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, it is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So there is an anointing that teaches you your calling. If you have a problem about what am I supposed to be doing, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you're supposed to be doing. It isn't your call, it's his call. He's got something planned. The church, the body of Christ, should be led by the anointing, so that when we come together, we do the things led by the anointing and the Holy Spirit that brings glory to Jesus. See, I really think there's different levels of anointing. David was anointed to be a priest, a king. He was anointed to be a prophet. All different anointings. And he got fresh anointings. You know, in Revelation 1:6, it says, we are kings and he has made us kings and priests. But that doesn't mean we're walking in the anointing in those offices. He's made us kings and priests, but David had to be anointed to walk as a king and a priest and a prophet. He's made us kings and priests. He's made us and given us everything. But each thing you have to grow into as you follow Jesus, and the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit will be upon that. So God wants you to know, nobody should be in confusion about what they should be doing. Because the Bible says you know all things, and the anointing will teach you. So just as it's teaching me in the prayer line that if I'm not careful, I can see someone healed over here, get in the flesh over here, because my mind kicks in and says, I can do the same thing I did over there, even that will tell you you're on the wrong path because you didn't do it over there. God may have flowed through you, but the Holy Spirit done it over there. To be able to stay in that anointing, it takes the throne room anointing. It takes an anointing on you that breaks the yoke. In other words, your flesh can't break through. The anointing can teach you that. You have to be willing to battle at night if that's your calling. You have to be willing to do a lot of praying, speaking a lot of scriptures daily. You can't get tired from that. God wants you to know tonight there is anointing, the Holy Spirit, that will teach you all things. And so when you look at that, and I've preached this many times, when you look at that, we should be without nothing, should we? The anointing can teach you how to be a successful businessman, a businesswoman. Do you know that? Not your mind. Jeff back here, and I'll put him on the carpet here tonight. Before he became a Christian, he had a big, beautiful home, 4,000 square feet, 3 automobiles and everything else. Now he's learning to adjust. He earned that. I mean, don't get me wrong. He made the money and earned it and got that and everything else and so on and so forth. But when you come into the kingdom and the anointing is teaching you what you're going to do on earth, that has to be put aside. I had this when I was making money. I had this. I had the 3 automobiles and all kinds of money. I had 4,000 square foot home, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. You may have to stumble. You may have to walk around with holes in your shoes for a while, man or woman. You know why? Because if you're going to follow Jesus, you can't follow money first. You got to follow Jesus. And Jesus has accomplished everything, you see, that the anointing can teach us, whatever that may be. He was in all the fivefold. Amen? If you study Jesus, that's all the Holy Spirit, the anointing is going to teach you how to follow Jesus. Because he already has the victory. If you're a pastor, he's already been a pastor. He's already won that victory. If you're an evangelist, a prophet, a teacher, he's already won it. He's already done it. And anytime you get your eyes off of Jesus, like Peter did when he walked out in the water, you may start sinking. You may get in trouble. And so the first place God wants you to understand, but the anointing which you have, but he says you know all things, which you have received from him abides in you. You do not need. See, the Holy Spirit is going to teach you. He's going to teach you how to work a prayer line. He's going to teach you how to flow in the gifts. He's going to teach you how to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. You see, God has added joy to my anointing. You know that? Joy being one of the fruits. Me and my wife have been faithful for 35 years. To this amount, to whatever amount. That's another fruit of the Spirit. So God wants to teach you so you shouldn't lack anything. Amen? To follow Jesus, we are called to follow Jesus. You should not be confused about anything about following Jesus. If you'll spend time with the Spirit, you see, just like I was in a spirit realm yesterday and last night, battling all these things, but I knew God was with me, but I thought he went on vacation. Have you ever thought that when you was in a battle? It's almost like the enemy's winning at times. But he's not, and he can't, but it seems that way. So if you want more of God, and you want the anointing to teach you, you're going to go through some things. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that Jesus demonstrated is in Matthew 4, if you'll turn there, Steve, please. See, I believe there is the authority of a believer, and there's also the power or the anointing of the Spirit on an individual, which is different. And I think when Jesus in Matthew 4, when he was water baptized, the Spirit came upon him, and he went out into the desert to be tempted, I think he battled, his flesh was in a battle. I think he won at that point the authority of a believer. This is the lesson he was trying to teach us from Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Everyone in here has been tempted, haven't we? We've been tempted to quit. We've been tempted to stop praying. We've been tempted to stop reading the Word of God. We've been tempted many different times. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. I mean, his body had to be completely weak. Now, in verse 3, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones. Has he ever tempted you like, you call yourself a daughter, you call yourself a son, you call yourself the temple of the Holy Spirit? And he tries to tempt us to do things. We may not have the anointing at that time to do something. I'm telling you, saints, I believe that Jesus was demonstrating here. He demonstrated many things, but I believe that his flesh overcame. He was a believer. He's the number one. He's the firstborn. I believe his flesh overcame. And I think we, as we take this journey, we must learn how to overcome. In other words, if I have a lot of mind problems with pornography and everything else, and someone comes up at the prayer line and they say, my God, I'm having all kinds of mind problems in pornography, and I haven't won that battle and got it out of my mind, I'm not going to be able to help that person as the authority of a believer. There's two different things here, saints. And I know he had the Spirit of God on him, but I know he put his flesh through something in that his flesh fasted for 40. You realize how weak we would be at that point? What the mind's going through, the emotions are going through, if you fasted for 40 days and let the tempter come to you? I know the Spirit gave him strength, but I think he was demonstrating the flesh, the authority of the flesh as a believer, how you can overcome. Amen? So there's many things that can come out of this, but I'm trying to show you that if you're called to follow Jesus, I really believe you're going to go through testings and trials. I really believe the tempter is going to come to you. I really believe that there's take up your cross and follow me. I really believe if we're going to call to follow Jesus, it doesn't mean that we're going to get sickly or get cancer or all that stuff. I'm not talking about sickness at all. But it seems strange that everybody I know has gone through either that or a family member. that's close to them has gone through a whole bunch of stuff. They couldn't get to the head, so they got to a lot of family members and so on and so forth. You just see it. If you'll study people in Scripture who was in the healing ministry, or people who wrote books, or people who are alive today or have died, or the generals and so on, every one of them went through some really strange things. Wigglesworth's underwear used to be filled full of blood when he preached. He used to roll on the floor because of stones, kidney stones. He said, no knife is ever going to be put to my body. And he'd roll on the floor and pray for hours until that pain left. Now, I'm not speaking that onto you about to you, but I'm telling you, I think we don't have the big picture. I think when something happens to us, we become complainers. God will take you through one side and out the other side victorious based on what we say and do and everything else. So if we're going to be called to follow Jesus, you see him going through things, the apostles going through things. I've studied all kinds of people who wouldn't have been. Catherine Kuhlman had a very, very bad heart problem. Shambach had bypass. You can go on and on and on. Why? Were they bad people? Absolutely not. Why did their bodies break down? See, I believe if you spend a lot of time in the throne room anointing, I think your body starts paying for it. That doesn't mean God's putting sickness on you. It's just like Daniel. Daniel said, I was sick for days from being in that presence. Why? What is this thing with the throne room anointing? What is this thing with God that sometimes we get into the anointing so much that our bodies have problems? I had MS before I was saved, but after I was saved. For 7 years, some people say, I don't believe it. I don't care if you believe it or not. I'm the one that had it. If you're called to follow Jesus, you truly go after it. The anointing is teaching you. The anointing is going to change in your life. You may walk into tremendous mind problems. And if you don't bring those into the obedience of Christ, it'll absolutely beat you up. But if it's coming out of your mouth, help me, Jesus. And I'm blessed with the grace, and I'm blessed with this, and I'm blessed with that, and so on. I walk by faith and not by sight. And you quote all the things and speak all the promises of Jesus. There's a reason why it's allowed, being allowed. Now, I'm not saying God allows cancer. See, you got to make sure you understand where I'm coming from. People's physical bodies will break down from being in the throne room of presence of God. I've seen, if you'll study these people, read about them, why? Why was Catherine Kuhlman doing miracles and having a heart problem? Well, we can come up with all kinds of reasons. Well, she shouldn't have been operated on. She never should have went to a doctor. And then I'm telling you, saints, there's something we don't understand, and when we understand it and see it, we complain about it. We just don't want to see that happening. And yet, we hide ourselves, and we deny that so-and-so who served God for 30 years and now his physical body's in trouble, or her physical body's in trouble, or the body here, not necessarily pointing to anybody here, but the church body with Christ the head gets in trouble. There's all kinds of problems in the body today. So we're called to follow Jesus, and if you don't get the big picture, I'm telling you, saints, this kind of stuff, people don't want to hear this. We want to hear that, you know, and I'm not preaching against healing or miracles or the gifts or nothing like that. I'm just trying to open you up where if you are called to follow Christ, to follow Jesus, and he calls you into a healing anointing, or he calls you into a miracle-working power of God, because God is a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. If he's called you into that, I'm telling you, you watch what will happen. You watch what will happen. There's things about God that it says in Isaiah 55, 8, and 9, my thoughts are not your thoughts. God does many things by his thoughts and his ways, and we can't grasp it. To let Stephen do miracles and let him be stoned to death by a man who he was going to call on the road to Damascus. Like, what is that? Why couldn't he have used him? Because his thoughts and his ways are not our thoughts and our ways. So there's many things we're traveling through the anointing with the Spirit of God on us, and we're praying in prayer lines for people and everything else, and there's a lot of things going on. We don't even realize it, that we're operating in the throne room anointing in his thoughts and his ways, and we don't even recognize it. God does not allow the natural mind. You know why? It can't understand it. It can't receive certain things of God. So he's looking for people who are called to follow Jesus, stop questioning God, stop wondering why Shambach or Oral Roberts or this one or that one or this one. Benny Hinn was rushed to the hospital. Benny Hinn? Yeah, Benny Hinn. Almost died. So, the trouble is, we can't separate what goes on. We attack, oh, he don't believe in healing. Everybody, I don't care, the general, everybody who walked in that believed in healing. And they had some strange attacks. Hallelujah. Now that's, I believe, that's God's thoughts and God's ways, and we don't understand it. But we try to put things in there that either puts down the person who's ministering, or there must be something wrong in his life or her life, or else she wouldn't have that going on. We can't just be led by the thought, by the Spirit of God, and just let it be. Just let it be. Why would God tell a prophet to go sit down and speak through a donkey? Because that's his thoughts and his ways. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, put that up there, Steve. See? God has appointed these in the church, that's the body of Christ, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, administration, varieties, different tongues, and so on and so forth. He placed that in the church. Well, why aren't people in the church operating in those things? Why isn't the pastor over here, or the pastor over there, or the church over there operating in this, what he put in the church? That's the body of Christ. Because you know why? We're not following Jesus. We've chosen a different call. Because the call to follow Christ is too expensive. It's such a demand on us. See, I could have said last night, I ain't standing up there battling these spirits for them people or whoever's going on. I've done this many times. But every time I finish up, I'm blessed. There's a fresh wind that comes on me. A fresh emptiness, I mean, a fullness of the Spirit of God that fills me. See, we struggle if we have a bit of problem and so on and so forth. God slowly works you into it. So if the anointing is teaching you, bringing you called to follow Jesus, most people in here ought to be doing more than you're doing. See, I want to be anointed. He made me a king, and he made me a priest as well as you. But he didn't say, I anointed them to be kings and priests. But David was anointed king, priest, and prophet. Amen? There's a difference. We look at the Word of God, and we're supposed to quote the Word of God, I'm a king, I'm a priest, but you're going to have to wait for the anointing in that office. That's what the anointing will teach you. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalms 92, if you would, Steve, please. Verse 10, look at verse 10. But thy horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Do you know there's fresh movings of the Holy Spirit upon our lives? Fresh anointing. Not to do what we've been doing, but to do something differently. To be keep drawn to the throne room anointing with a fresh oil. See, David could never have made it as a king, a priest, a prophet if he wasn't anointed. And there's a fresh oil, saints. I'm talking about if you're willing to pay a little bit. There's a fresh oil coming upon you, coming upon the body of Christ. I call it the throne room anointing. And what's it going to do? My eyes also have seen my desire on my enemies. Wouldn't you like to see your enemies going down? Huh? You wouldn't? I'm talking about spirit. I'm not talking about human beings. Flesh and blood is not our enemy. I want to see the devil get it. The devil's our enemy. He don't love us, you know, in case you don't know it. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Say, I'm planted in the house of the Lord. I'm searching for the throne room anointing. Help me, Jesus. Shall flourish in the courts of God. Not only in the throne room, but in the courts of God. Listen now. They shall bear fruit in old age. Woohoo! Woohoo! See, I have to keep telling myself that. Because my flesh says, when, God, when? When I've got you prepared. When you got more of me in your life and less of yourself. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteous in him. See, we want to flourish in the courts of God. We want to experience the throne room anointing. We want the anointing of the Spirit of God that's in us to take us there and teach us that. And teach us what we have to get rid of. And teach us how to battle. That's the reason why we put the helmet of salvation on and the rest of it on. Amen? God wants you to flourish. God wants you to, maybe some things will happen to your body, but God wants to bring you out of it. My wife was on oxygen, you remember. Everybody was like, well, she ain't on now. We've had all kinds of things. And we've always won. If we hadn't, we wouldn't be here. We'd be sitting in that mansion saying, oh, this is good, Jesus. Hallelujah. So David said, I'm anointed as a king, a priest, and a prophet. See, you need to start telling yourself you have the anointing. What is the anointing teaching you? What truly do you think you're supposed to be doing? And don't tell me you don't know. That's confusion. God's not the author of confusion. How long you've been with God? How long you've been in prayer? How long you've been in the Word of God? How long you've been learning from the Holy Spirit? Just this little example here. And it happened to Brannon, you see. I'm over here, someone gets healed. I got to be careful that I don't go over here and try to do what I thought I done over there. The mind slips in there somewhere. Because if I can stay in touch with the anointing, the Holy Spirit, all will get healed. And it takes some time for the anointing to teach you that. It really does. How do you learn? You pray for people. Pray for your enemy. Lay hands on people out in the street. If someone's standing around you and say, I don't feel good, you want me to pray for you? God's told me to pray for you. You want me to pray for you? Every door that's open, walk through it. See, I used to do that and still do it. I don't want to talk about their problems. I don't want to talk about their money problems. I just want to lay hands on people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I will get the throne room presence of Jesus from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For he will take from Jesus and give to me. Amen? See, God wants to flow tonight. See, I really believe right now we're in a cloud. We're in the presence of Jesus. And the Spirit, the anointing is on us to learn how to receive that. I believe that everybody can get touched here right now. I believe that everybody can get refreshed. I believe that you can walk out of here knowing that you're called to follow Jesus. Jeremiah and all the prophets are great people. The apostles are great people. And so on and so forth. Build on the apostles. Christ being the chief cornerstone. You're seeing all that stuff. But it comes down to the anointing. We got the believer, the authority of the believer, and we got what the anointing will teach us. There's two different things. The authority of the believer, it means we have the right to speak to things in the name of Jesus. That's our right. Amen? I think that's different than the anointing. When the anointing is doing it, the Holy Spirit's in charge of all things. He releases the gifts and he takes things from Jesus. He reminds of things, us things that Jesus has said. He takes over your life. He moves in and takes over. And that's when you start getting strange. And that's when people say, that guy's peculiar, man. There's something wrong with that guy. Did you hear what he said? Did you see what he just done? Well, how would you like to have Wigglesworth up here preaching and you come up with a stomach ache and he punches you? Or get a little bit of mud, man, spit and make a little bit of mud and rub it on your eyes. That's a peculiar anointing, isn't it? Put a little spit on your tongue. Stick your fingers in someone's ears. See, the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how to operate in these areas, how to be a prophet, if you're called that in that area, how to be a teacher, an evangelist, how to flow in the gifts. That's the things the anointing teaches you. And Jesus done it all. See, we can't get today in today's world, it's hard unless somebody's really, really died to get peculiar. If the Holy Spirit asks you to do something, I spoke on feathers here one night, and I think the whole crowd went. See, we limit God. If we're under the wings of angels, we limit God. No, no. Angels don't molt. Oh, boy. See, I'm open to be taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah, Rose. Rose is out of the hospital. Praise God. Yes. See, Rose beats herself enough up. You gotta make her confess the right things. Oh, I'm not worthy. I might as well die and just go home and I eat a worm. And you can't say those things, dear. You gotta go, ha ha ha, devil. Jesus came in the hospital and done what? Took the grave clothes off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Rose, just tell Jesus, Jesus, thank you for all these testings and trials. I just love you, Jesus. Ain't this fun? If you'd have seen me last night, man. Each time I'm going to get a little more of Jesus. I'm going to get a little more of the anointing. He ain't just going to say, I'm a king and a priest. He's going to anoint me to be a king and a priest. Amen? Amen. Fresh oil. Fresh presence of the Holy Spirit. See, I'm going for the throne room anointing. What do I have to do to get there? You could almost say, God, I could hear God say, I thought you'd never ask. Because it draws problems to you. And then you overcome them by faith. Did anybody have some mind battles this week? I mean actual mind battles. I knew Roseanne was going to go up there. I was battling for her. Hallelujah. The rest of you raise your hands. I want to see who. Oh. Geez, no wonder I was up till 3 o'clock. Do you feel pretty good now, though? Have you gotten over it? Hi. Have you gotten over it? Gee, you got to answer me, guys, so we can go on. Raise your hands back. These people are afraid to hold them up there. Okay, have you gotten over it? 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 You gotten over it? Rose? Have you gotten over it? You gotten over it? Where else back? You too. You get over it already? Have you gotten over it? Be willing to go and battle half the night for somebody. You don't know who you're battling for. But you know that isn't your right thinking. God told me you're up against witchcraft. Huh. Holy what? Really, dear? Praise God. See, those are the things that brings fresh oil. Those are the things the anointing wants to teach you. Just picture yourself going out in the desert with the Spirit of God like Jesus did. Amen? Yeah. There's a water fountain right there, guy. He's looking for a drink. Get him a drink there, Jeff, or something. We don't want anybody passing out because of lack of water. Hallelujah. What was you going to say, Rose? I know. I heard you, dear. Huh? I have to go where the anointing goes. So if I just cut you off and start doing something, don't say, geez, he's not polite. Okay, what was you saying? All
Okay. The point I want to know, did you win? Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. The anointing wants to teach you your calling, saints. So we'll slowly get into it, work our way slowly. You can't cover everything that's the Spirit of God has given me. And so I'll be preaching again Sunday. If you want to go to your church, you want to come back, it's entirely up to you. The CDs will be over there for another week. So I want to get into this anointing. I want to get into what it takes to be a pastor, evangelist, and so on and so forth. What the anointing will teach you. Amen? How the anointing can teach you how to heal. How the anointing can teach you how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. So you no longer rely on yourself. Amen? Because we're called to follow Jesus. And there was nothing in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that Jesus didn't get the victory over. Whether he was out in the desert after the water baptism with the clown, you see, and being tempted in all kinds of areas and everything else, fasted for 40 days. Amen? He came out of there victorious. You and I ought to come out of everything by the Spirit of God. Whether it's mind problems, whether it's intercessory prayer, no matter what it is, whether it's financial problems, the Spirit of God, the anointing will teach you how to come out of poverty. The anointing will teach you how to come out of sickness and disease. The anointing will teach you how to walk in your calling. The anointing will teach you. The anointing will teach you. The anointing will teach you. You know why? In you, you know all things. Through the Spirit of God that's in you. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hey, Jeff. Spirit to spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I ain't going to say no more now. What does it say everywhere you got to preach for an hour? Boy, I almost went over backwards then. Praise God. We ain't got no catches up here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You are a son or daughter.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I am free to be me. Spirit to spirit, and heart to heart, heart to heart, with my God. Ooh. I'm flying.
Praise God. Come to the anointing. I know it's anointed back there. Come up here if you want prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Whoa. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The anointed Lord and Savior, Jesus. Hallelujah. Does anybody have any physical problems that's up here, coming up here? You just want prayer? You got some physical problems there? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, I anoint him right now. Oh, God, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son, you have been looking for a change deep within me. The Spirit of God has led you some places, but it seems like the doors weren't open. But God says, I'm a God that opens and closes doors. You're going to get that door opened, and you're going to walk through it. There has been a lot of dragging things behind you at times, and there's a lot of dust being stirred up behind you. But God has just dumped a whole lot of oil to settle the dust, a whole lot of behind you, not on you, but behind you and in front of you. God says you're going to start heading into the anointing, into my Spirit, where you haven't been before. You've heard about it. You have had some taste of it. But God says there's a deeper place in me that I'm taking you, because God said it's time for you to drop all the other stuff off. All your own ideas about how God operates and how God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, operates. But just be willing to let the Holy Spirit bring the thoughts of Jesus into you and to let him flow through you without your permission by his ways and his knowledge. His ways and his knowledge. His thoughts. And that's outside of us. That's where God is taking you, into these places. Father God, in Jesus' name, I anoint him, Lord, and I touch him, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the throne room anointing, Lord, upon this man, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. The throne room anointing, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Yeah, the presence of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. God says, my son, there is different places in me that you haven't touched. And God wants you to be able to prosper from these areas. Prosper in the anointing. Prosper in the knowledge and wisdom that's found in Jesus in Colossians. God says, my son, there's things I want to open to you. But sometimes you shut things down because you don't understand it and you think you'll look strange in front of people. But God says that's the flesh. It's got to get out of the way, because your thoughts and your ways are not my thoughts and my ways. My thoughts and my ways are higher. So it's going to take me, take you outside of the realm of your own thinking. And God says, I'm renewing that in you today, reminding you of my thoughts and my ways so you can study and meditate upon it. And ask the anointing to teach you, because it won't take you doing much, just being available so he can do the things he wants to do without you understanding what he's doing, said the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Raise your hands, dear. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I can see two coins being rubbed together, two gold coins being rubbed together. One's going to prosper the other. There's money prospering money here. So God says, look for it, my daughter, because what I say, I can bring to pass. Do not try to figure out how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it outside of your realm, outside of your thoughts. It'll just come to you. All you're going to do is praise and worship God for the blessings of finances that's coming into your life. Don't try to figure it out. Don't let the devil try to get you to say, well, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no money coming. I ain't got nothing. There ain't nobody going to send me no money. No one's ever sent me no money. God don't want you saying that no more. God don't want you saying that no more. Father God, in Jesus' name, let her receive the anointing that breaks. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see railroad tracks, and I can see you walking on one of the rails, and you're trying to hold your balance.
there's something in the realm of the spirit, something in your life where you're trying to hold balance. But guess what? The battle's the Lord's, and God will hold you into that balance. Don't try to get your flesh to hold you balanced. Let the Holy Spirit, the anointing, teach you how to be balanced, because that's taking up all your time. Am I walking right? Am I doing right? And God says you're not under guilt and condemnation no more, but you're free by the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. So stop trying to balance. Stop trying to work at. Sometimes our flesh gets involved. The anointing wants to teach you. And right now, tonight, you're going to feel a fresh presence of peace come upon you, a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Teach your Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, just dump it on him, Lord. Just dump it on this man of God, Lord, that is trying to find his way into the throne room anointing, Lord. He has it already operating and doesn't even know it, because it's your thoughts and your ways, Lord. It's your thoughts and your ways, Lord. That's why he don't understand it. Just let my spirit flow, David. Just let my spirit do the things without you having to understand. Just let my spirit anoint you. Just let my spirit take you into places that you don't understand. You don't have to understand. You're blood bought. You're God's property. Don't let the devil lie to you no more. Let God take you. Let God take you into these places. Hallelujah. A glimpse into glory? No, a great look into glory. Not a glimpse, but something you'll see that you'll understand, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The enemy's head is turned at you, but he hasn't won. Now God says, my daughter, you're going to have your turn. By putting him under your feet, by driving him out in my name, by commanding him to be loose from all the areas you want him loose. And guess what? He'll move, saith the Lord. He'll move, saith the Lord. It's your turn, saith the Lord. It's your turn. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a different music playing for you. There's a different music playing for you. Oh, God's calling you into the office of a prophet. There's a different song being played right now in your spirit, but you don't understand and you don't know how to get there. God says you ain't supposed to understand. You ain't supposed to understand. Let him receive it tonight, Lord. Let him receive it in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son, you've heard of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't bow. And God says tonight that you're like an apple of his eye, because you haven't bowed in some areas that the enemy's tried to get you to bow in. You've stood up straight and you've spoken my word. Maybe you haven't seen the outcome, but God has already called it forth, and you're going to see the outcome, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch these two right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know something? I can see about 10 angels. You guys, and they're 7 feet. You guys are walking amongst them, looking up and saying, what is this, Lord? What is this, Lord? God's going to reveal why they're there,
God's going to reveal why they're there. Sometimes there's going to be things that happen, and you're going to have, like Daniel needed to have the angel, but they were busy holding off some things that probably your strength and the anointing upon your life is not grown to a place yet. But the angels, they're big, and they're all around you. And God says, do not have fear. Do not have fear. Do not have fear, because they're going to have their way, and they're going to show you the way of victory. They're going to show you the way of victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother right now, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I just saw you step into a cloud. There was a really cloud that you were behind, and I couldn't see you, and you just came through it. God says you just stepped out of a presence of God. Now God wants you to take that presence, and he wants you to serve him with it. And God says he's going to open doors. He's going to give you wisdom to understand what he's saying tonight, because there's times when you have ministered, and there's times when you haven't been obedient because you haven't felt God. But sometimes God's going to do things by his thoughts and his ways that's outside of your realm. So God wants you to learn to receive the anointing. Let the anointing teach you. Let God have his way. Let God have his way. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch her, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a kite that kids fly. God says, my daughter, you're going to become so light, not losing weight now, but you're going to become so light in the spirit that you're going to be able to be moved by the spirit from one place to another place. You're going to become so light. That means something to God. That means something to God. And God says you are open to it. And God says, just let him. He'll just get you light. You're not going to have a heaviness about anything. You're just going to be light. Oh, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for your wonderful healing anointing, Lord, throughout her body, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This way. Whoa. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the healing anointing, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
you for a fresh anointing, Lord, upon her, Lord, and her husband, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that these two will continue to go forth, Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and bringing your word to the hungry, Lord, feeding the people, Lord, feeding the sheep, saved and unsaved, Lord. We thank you they'll keep the sheep out of some weeds and places where they're trying to roam, Lord, for the illumination power of the Holy Spirit will flow through these two into people, Lord, just them standing there and speaking the word under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. For surely greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. And surely they are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and they have the mind of Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that every need will be met, Lord. Financially, Lord. Anointing, Lord. Wisdom, Lord. To speak into people's lives. Discernment, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord, that the Spirit shall come upon these two in areas where people need to see the manifestation of the Spirit upon people's lives, speaking life into people. We thank you that it'll happen to these two, and they shall bring that river, Lord, because up out of their belly will flow that, the power of the Holy Spirit. I speak it now by faith into their lives in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Just pour your oil, Lord Jesus. The wonderful anointing and presence of the Holy Spirit upon this man, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let everything come together for the glory of God. Let everything that's in the way be removed by the power of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let just man rise up in the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. Let him look into your realm, Lord. Let him speak with your tongue, Lord. Let him come forth, Lord, dressed in the armor, ready to do battle, Lord. Pulling down sickness and disease, pulling down demons and principalities and powers, pulling down witchcraft, Lord, pulling down all these spirits that come that try to pull him down. He now will stand high and large and big, all dressed up to pull them down. So we thank you, Lord, that there's fresh oil upon him now will cause him to realize that he's more than he thinks he is. He is what God says he is in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see flowers all around your head. Put your hands up. I can see flowers all around your head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The Lord said, sit down before you fall down. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Phew. Oh. Boy, if I was driving right now, I'd get pulled over. Hallelujah. What are we doing? Oh, okay. I couldn't stand much longer. Praise God. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the throne room anointing, Lord. We thank you for the financial blessings upon these people, Lord. We thank you, Lord, you're opening doors right now that no man can close. We thank you, Lord, that the devil has been in the way trying to steal and trying to destroy. But you are greater, Lord Jesus, and you have given us the authority. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I call finances into these people's lives, Lord. I call healing and happiness and peace into their homes, Lord. I thank you for angels around the outside of their homes. I can see a home right now. There's a fire, not a fire that burns on earth, but a fire, a ring of fire around someone's home. If you're in a white home, it's white, but there's a ring of fire around the outside of it. A ring of fire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, King Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for the anointing. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We're just wanting to get into, Lord, where you just do your thoughts and your ways. We won't interfere, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. Teach us how not to interfere and just let God be God. Just let God be God. Hallelujah. Just let Jesus be Jesus. Just let him be Lord over our lives and Lord over this gathering, Lord, right here of the body of Christ, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for the wonderful anointing and presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, see, I'll take two. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. This way, Elroy. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. See, I got blessed tonight because of that reward of battling last night. Amen? Praise God. So, and you guys got blessed. Amen? Hi, George. He back there wavering. Waving. Whatever it is, he's doing it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yep, shake someone's hand, say something nice.